Hi there. This is Georgia Day, creator of Georgia's Career Success Tips podcast. Today, we'll look at the word adapt. What does the word mean? To make suitable to requirements, adjust, or modify fittingly. Many times expressed as to suit or accommodate. Before 1990, Americans generally thought they had ridden the waves of change in business successfully. That would change drastically over the next 30 years, in large part due to automation and technology. These changes would affect virtually every area of our lives, from the way we conduct business to our social communication. Let's be honest, change makes us uncomfortable, doesn't it? Especially when it comes quickly and may leave us feeling like we don't have a choice, at least for older adults who didn't grow up in a totally digital world. At the same time, those under 20 have never known anything else. Learning to adapt in business successfully is a critical skill set. You have a choice to make. You can embrace it, or frankly, get left behind. As Peter Drucker, world-renowned American management consultant, put it, "What you have to do and the way you have to do it is incredibly simple. Whether you're willing to do it, that's another matter." So how do you learn to adapt? Here's my first creative tip for you. When you become aware that something new is coming, before you say anything, stop and think about the possible benefits before you react to potential problems. Your thoughts will guide your reaction. Taking 1 minute to sort out what you know and what you need to know can make a big difference. Here's my second creative tip for you. Use your effective listening skills. What's being suggested? Is the information clear? If this is a group meeting, what kind of sidebar conversations are going on? Before you open your mouth, taking the time to observe the communication in the room can be invaluable. My third creative tip for you. Before you even think about the how, do a quick mental sketch of what you are being asked to adapt to or change. What follow-up questions will make this clear? Practice asking yourself some of the questions when you're at home. This hopefully will become easier with time. I'd love to know how you did, so if you'd like, leave me a comment below or send me a quick email to let me know how practicing these tips changed your day. The email address dedicated to you is podcasts@kamama.net. In closing, I give you a quote from Stephen Covey, American educator, author, businessman, and keynote speaker. "I'm not a product of my circumstances. I'm a product of my decisions." Until next time, this is Georgia Day, creator of Georgia's Career Success Tips podcast. As always, my passion is your success.